Okay, everybody. Let's get into the spirit of Purim a little bit. Specifically with Purim HaShulosh this year, there's a very interesting halacha that comes out, the big machlokes in the Acharonim. Just simply had to read a Gemara over here and how to take l'maisa this discussion about laning the Megillah with a minion. Do you need a minion or is there an inyan to have a minion for Kriyas HaMegillah? Right? Is Kriyas HaMegillah like other things that you have with a minion? If you have a Kriyas HaTorah, you need a minion. Tefillah B'tzibah, the Darush B'kdushi, you need a minion. What about Kriyas HaMegillah? So the Gemara says like this. It's a Gemara in Afheim and Aleph in Megillah. The Gemara on the very top line says, Omar Rav Megillah Bizmano Koyrin Oysa Afilu B'yachin Shaloy Bizmano Basara. So Rav makes a distinction between Megillah Bizmano and Megillah Shaloy Bizmano. So Megillah Bizmano, you do not need a minion, Afilu B'yachin Shaloy Bizmano Basara. Ravasi Omar Bein Bizmano Bein Shaloy Bizmano Basar. Zakravasi, both Bizmana or Shalai Bizmana, which means even Bizmana. Rav said, Bizmana you do not need. Zakravasi, even Bizmana, Basar. And the Gemara says a story, Haba Uvda, V'chosh Le Rav Lahadar Abasi. There was a story that even Rav, despite the fact that he said that Bizmana you don't need a minion, but was Choshle, he conducted himself like Ravasi and he looked for a minion. Look, Rashi, what does this mean? Look at the top Rashi, Megillah, Bizmana, Bizmana. B'yudalim. When is Bizmana of Megillah? For most people, on Yudalim de Ba'adah. Mitoich. Why is it that you don't need a minyan? Mitoich shechoy v'boy, v'yoyim, ha'kol yachad v'yachad. Since there is an obligation for everybody to read it, Koyrin oiso, afil b'yachad. Why? The ha'kol, Koyrin boy, v'ikha piersiveness. Since today is Purim. Everyone has to read the Megillah on Purim. So inevitably, even if there's no minion, everyone's going to read it B'yachid. And since the whole Tzibur is reading it, albeit it may not be with a minion, but since everybody collectively will be reading the Megillah on that day, you have piersiveness. It goes together with the next Rashi, Shalai Bizmana, Kagoyim, Kfarim, Hamakdimin, L'yoyim HaKnisa. We know the first Mishnah in Megillah says you can read the Megillah on five different days. So the Kfarim who did not have, they had to come into the big city on Monday and Thursday to hear the Megillah, they will be Makdim Leah Maknisa. So for them, Ein Karin Oisa Ela Basara the Be'inun Pirsum Nisa. You need Pirsum Hanes. What does that mean? Rashi's saying that since that is the day which Klal Yisrael as a whole is not reading the Megillah, they are reading earlier than everybody else. Therefore, in order to facilitate Pirsum Nisa, how do you do that? It's not a day that everyone's reading Megillah. What you do is you bring together a minion. So right away, let's just point out, you see clearly from Rashi that this inyan of a minion for Megillah has nothing to do with the concept of a minion for davening or laning or davening or b'kdusha. This inyan of a minion has to do with Pesach and Nisan.
There's 10 people around. There's 10 people around, not as a minion, but 10 people around.
You mean in the room?
No, anywhere. We're saying that on Bobi Yom, it have the Yechidus, because everybody's saying it, so you have the piercing from everybody.
Correct.
So if it's beforehand, you would have as much piercing you have reading with 10, you would have the same thing by having like 10 people be a fever style by hand.
So it seems to me, let's say you have 10 people that were Makdim and Leah Maknisa. 10 people who had to come in from the shtetl from Pechuch, they came in to the big city to lay Leah Maknisa. But they're not laying Mitzibur. You don't say, since there are 10 people laying today, no, see, have persuasion. It's one of the two. Either everybody's doing it, right. If you don't have everybody, then you need a real minion. It's like two methods to achieve persuasion.
Just laying on his own. No, that's what you're saying. Everyone laying in one area.
Oh, you're saying, could everybody lay on their own if they're in one area together?
It doesn't matter where they are.
They could be anywhere because the Pirsume Nisa is from the fact that everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing it.
Anybody whose
wife can't make it to Kriyas Megillah, right? If you have young children at home, you know that the whole morning of Purim is busy just to get to Megillah. You see, there's a whole tumult, there's a whole tizzer just to get to the Megillah. Everyone's making sure they heard it. You heard it in the morning, the afternoon. They're running to catch a place where they have a Kriya. That's the Pirsume Nisa. Even though there's no minion, there may not be a minion. At least they may be hearing it at home. But since that is the mitzvah sayin that everyone is fulfilling, that in itself is a persimini sebasha. And if it's sholev is mana, they're doing it at an earlier time, which Klal Yisrael is not reading Megillah on that day, then they would have to get together with a minion. Only through the minion do they have persimini
sebasha.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Oh, you see, there's not only that, there's an Indian of Pesumei Nisa, Shalev Bizmana, correct. That's it. The mitzvah of Megillah needs Pesumei Nisa, even Shalev Bizmana, and the way you achieve that is, how? By gathering together a minion and hearing it with a minion.
Oh. You have a candle, you don't need 7 people.
Very good. It's a good point. You see that Pesumei Nisa is something which means something else, depending on what mitzvah it is, right? When it comes to Hanukkah Lech, it's Ner Shabesi, you light at home, you don't have to have a minion, right? It's true, you want people in the street to see it, but there's no Indian of a minion. It manifests itself in different ways. By Megillah, the Chazal felt the way to achieve that was by reading it in public.
But that's how Mishloach is Mahani. You don't need a minion.
Correct. No. Okay, so there are two ways, Panam. I understand that either that everybody's doing it or that you have a minion. But both of those in Yonam are different than Chanukah. Chanukah doesn't need to do it al Pesach Beisur by the window that everyone should see it. Even let's say Megillah Bezmana, you say everyone is doing it. Everyone sees it, nobody has to see it. You see that the Indian of Persumi needs to mean something else. By every mitzvah. It doesn't necessarily mean the same thing.
It means something else, but the Pesumei Nisa was, you can't do it by yourself. Someone's lighting by himself, not by the Surabim.
So someone's supposed to see it. Yeah, it has to be should be around. Correct. Pesumei Nisa definitely means that it should become widespread or well-known. I don't know exactly how you want to translate it. What does the word Pearson mean?
It means it should be
publicized. So the question is, how do you define publicized? That is defined differently depending on the mitzvah. That's a very good point. Oh, so that, let's stop for a moment. Let's finish the Gemara, actually, and then we'll see where this whole question comes in with Purim Shulchan Aruch. Zot the Gemara, umiyomar Rav. Okay, again, Rav said there was a distinction between Purim Bezmana and Shalei Bezmana. Bezmana, you don't need a minyan. Shalei Bezmana, you do need a minyan. But ha'omar Rav Yehuda Bereda Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, who mashmei the Rav, they said in the name of Rav, Purim Shechalias B'Shabbos. Oh, Purim falls out on Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, Zmana. When is the Zman of Purim now, or Megillah? Erev Shabbos. Frankly, what are you talking about? Erev Shabbos Manamu? V'ha Shabbos Manamu. Erev Shabbos is Shalev Zman. It was pushed off to Erev Shabbos. But really, the Zman of Shabbos, why is it saying that Shabbos is considered the Zman? El Allah Vachet, it must be, what does it mean? Shalev Zmanam, Kizmanam. Ma Zmanam Afilu B'yachid. Af Shalev Zmanam Afilu B'yachid. So the Gemara is asking a question on Rav. Because Rav said, Shaloi Bizmana. Shaloi Bizmana, you need Asara. He said, no, Shaloi Bizmana has a din just like Zmana. You see that when it gets pushed off, it's still Zmana. Those are saying Shaloi Bizmana. So what do you see? That he does not make a distinction between the two, and you would never need a minion. That's more, no, that's not what it means. Like, of course, you do need a minion if you have to push it off. Loyla in your Mikra Megillah Asara. Ella, my Erev, Shabbos Mana. All that member was trying to teach us is La'afuke midirevi the Omar Hoyl v'nitchu ayores mimekoyman yitchuli emaknisa. Mashmalon the Erev Shabbos manamu. The truth is, we know that when the small villages that have they do it earlier. There's a set time that they do it earlier. They do it on Monday and Thursday. So you would think that if Purim falls out on Shabbos, you should push it off all the way back to Thursday, because that's what other people do when they have to push it off. Mashmalon Erev Shabbos manamu. It doesn't mean that Erev Shabbos is a din of Zman. Erev Shabbos is like Shaloi Bizmanim. What it means is that is the proper time. It doesn't mean it's Purim Bizmanim. No, it's a Purim that was pushed off. It was Taka pushed off, but it has, that is the proper time to be Mekayim the mitzvahs of Purim. That's what the Gemara meant. And therefore, just to conclude the halacha, therefore, according to Rav, you indeed need a minion by Shaloi Bizmanim. Right? Because it's something called Zmana.
That Friday,
you would need a minion. Because you would need a minion.
He says that's
the Zman. What?
That's
the Zman, though.
It's the Zman to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs, meaning don't think that since we're pushing it away from Shabbos, we should push it all the way back to Thursday. He's just giving you an indication of what is the time, what is the proper date to Mekayim. But it doesn't have a din of Purim Bizmana.
Look
at the second line of Rashi.
Everybody's landing on Friday. So that's
Rashi's.
So let's get to that. So what does that mean, everybody's landing on Friday? Because it's Shabbos. Oh. Very good. We're going to get to that Mamish through the Shia. That's what we're going to get. Bukhari, according to Rashi's reasoning, that the difference between Bizmana and Shalei Bizmana depends on whether everyone's doing it or not. So seemingly, if Purim fell out on Shabbos and everyone has to get pushed off to Friday, L'chayra, you should have the benefit of a Purim of Bismani. Because you have the Bismanisa just by virtue of the fact that everyone is lighting it.
Purim never
comes
out of Shabbos.
Not fall.
Oh, you think Purim never falls out of Shabbos. Except the question is what the Gemara means.
And that's all it does, to pull out. And
right. The Gemara meant it before the Yom Pesach and the Luach.
Yeah, it's Manariya, yeah. In the time of Gemara, they did.
Okay. So now let's see, just an interesting thing, what the halacha is even Bismani. Just for every year, Kriyas HaMegillah, we saw Machlekes in the Gemara, if even a Purim Bismana, do you need a minyan? It's true, the Gemara discussed Rav, that Rav held there was a difference between Bismana and Shaloi Bismana, but Rav Asi held there was no difference. So what's the halacha? Look in the Torah. The Torah brings three opinions. It's in Siman Tafresh Tzadik, Sif Yurches, in Arachayim. Megillah is up the Torah. Megillah Bismana, Shehu Ba'ba Asar, Shehu Iker Zmana, Kairin Isa, Afilu B'yachad L'rif. You can go read it even B'yachad. So what does that mean? That means clearly he's passing like Rav. Since it's the Zman, you could read it even B'yachad. V'Rabbeinu Tam Kosav, he said even further, Afilu L'chazer Acher Asara, Ein Tzarech, El L'chadchila, Kairin Isa B'yachad. There's no reason whatsoever to... This is the opposite way around. No. This is like the opinion of the Rav.
Like Rav?
There's no reason whatsoever. Now, one second. You have to be mechumi. We have to go back 1 minute because we missed a very important Rashi. The next Rashi, it starts at the end of the wide line, the last wide line, Rav Asi Omer. Rav Asi said, Bein bizmana, bein shle bizmana. Look what Rashi says here. Mitzvah l'chazer achar asor. Again, Rav Asi said that even bizmana you need a minion. You need a minion, Zogashi? You don't need a minion. It's a mitzvah l'chazer achar asor. Mishum persumi nisa. Persumi nisa is not ma'ak of the mitzvah. It's only it's an extra mile on the mitzvah to have person made nisa. Av iloy ashke chasaro, loy omer avasi loy likri, she'en isa kriyosa biyachid, ela mitzvah l'kriyosa b'asaro. There's no isa to read it biyachid. You can read it. If you have no minyan, you should read it anyways. It's a mitzvah to have 10 people. And that is what the Torah is referring to over here, that Rabbi Natam said, you don't even have to look for 10 people. He passed in like Rav, that when it's bezmana, nothing. There's no difference between the Yachid and the Tzibur. You don't need a Tzibur at all. Look at the next opinion in the Torah. Bal halachas gedolus pasak v'dav kavasar. You need 10 people. You cannot be yaitu without 10 people. So the bal halachas gedolus is paskening like who? Like Rav Asi, right? You need, but not like Rashi's pshat Rav Asi. Rashi said it's only a mitzvah. It's a hinder to have 10 people. The Bahag is saying you need 10 people. If you don't have, you're not yaitu. And then you have a middle. The middle one is who? Rav Amram goes al kosav tzarech l'chazer achar asaro ve'im e'ef sheba asaro oz kairin oisa b'yachid bolazeh hiskem adoni ovi arash. Oh, so here's the middle road, which the Beis Yosef says really two explanations. Either what he means is like Rashi. What does Rashi mean? Because we pass them like cool, like Rav Asi, that asaro. What does Asara mean? Asara means the mitzvah. So that's where Rav Amram meant. That's one pshat. The other pshat is he said no. That really Rav Asi said Asara means you have to have Asara. And what Rav Amram going here means is he's passing like Rav. And even Rav, who said you don't need a minyan, is l'chadchila you should have a minyan. Right. You see that Rav himself was choshla l'chadchila Rav Asi. What does that mean? That means that Rav Asi held you need 10, Rav held l'chadchila k'dai to be machmir. So there's a question if this means Rav or it means Rav Asi, but regardless, there's a middle road over here that you should, l'chadchila you should have a minyan, but you don't need a minyan, right? So on a regular year, you want to know, should a person make sure to get to shul to hear Kriyas HaMegillah? Yes, l'chadchila person should. If they can't make it to shul, they can't make it. Interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch brings that, the Mishnah Berurah, I should say, and the Acharonim bring, the Ramaz Masopik, if Nashim are mitzarif la'asara. Because what's the question? The question is, what about a woman, right? Should she come to shul? So I'll tell you what, the women, they have their own minion after. They have their own thing. So is that a minion? So again, we mentioned before that this has nothing to do with Nashim Kedusha. It has to do with Pesume Nisa, right? So for Pesume Nisa, you have 10 women together. Women are obligated to hear the Megillah. Avi Rebbe Yisrael Nes.
10
bodies. 10? Exactly, 10 people. So the Acharonim point out that even the Ramaz and the Sopik, if women could be mitzarif, he said that suffix is just if women could be mitzarif together with men. Because we find even by Zimun that because of tznius, you're not mitzarif women and men together. Not because women are not good enough for the minyan. They could make a minyan. And if they have their own 10, that is the equivalent of 10 men. And they have that persumi nisa. There's nothing, the women who come later to hear the women's kriya with 10 women are no less than the men who heard kriya b'tzibur earlier. But they should. It is a chachila. Yes, he said that people talk to the minute was that people laid even in the house. They laid on the yard. The one that mentioned, somebody else mentioned to me that the minute was that men would lay at home for their wives. But the mashmais is definitely the chachila. A person should be mahalat to have 10 people. They should come to shul to hear the kriya. Somebody even 10 women, because that is their persume nisa. Oh, now, so what do we see over here? That in terms of a regular year, Megillah Bezmana, the halacha is it's a hider, but it's not ma'akiv. And that the Shulchan Aruch passes like this, or Rav Ramban, like the Rosh, it's not ma'akiv. Now, the question is, what about a year like this here, where you have a Purim Mishulash? And of course, if you're living over here, Purim Mishulash doesn't mean so much because we're leaning on Yudalat anyways, the same Yudalat. But let's say somebody from Eretz Yisrael, from Yerushalayim, right? So what's going to happen? Are they going to lean on Shabbos? Of course they're not going to lean on Shabbos. Everyone knows the Gemara says, you're not going to lean on Shabbos. If you had the Rabbah, Shemiyah V'dalat Amos, they're going to lean on Friday. So then, Megillah Bezman or Shalei Bezman? What? Shalei Bezman. Why? Because it's pushed off. It's not the real day they're supposed to lean Tezvav. They're leaning it on Yudalat.
Why
is it Bezmanah?
Because the Maaseh, the Chazal said you can't do it on Shabbos.
I understand they said you can't do it, but they said also that if you're from the living the Kfar Yemaknis, then Yemaknis also. But it's Shalom Bezmanah.
What's that over there? That guy wants to come and Yudal, he's not allowed to? Of course he's allowed. That's a different neck Kfar. He's now allowed
to. He's saying since they took away your Yom Tezvav, so that automatically makes the other one Bezmanah. So let's see. This is a Meir Dikar Shaila. It's really Machlekes Nirushayim. Look at, if you look carefully at the words of the Rambam, you'll see that the Rambam is a tremendous deity here in the Rambam. The Rambam brings all these cases, even of the Mishnah, how you machdim in, you lay on this day, you lay on the other day, and then look what the Rambam says. It's in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Megillah, Halacha Zayin, the second to last one here on the page, V'chol Elu Shemachdim in. Anyone who reads early, who has to read the Megillah early, V'Koyrin Oysa, and they read it, Koydim Yudalim. What's the Halacha? Since we saw the Gemara says Shelai Bizmano, you need a minion that everyone agreed to. Even Rav agreed to that. Both Rav and Ravasi said Shelai Bizmano, you need a minion. So who Shelai Bizmano? Anyone who's mocked him, Koydem Yudalim. Before Yudalim, the Rambam says. Tremendous deacon the Rambam. And if you turn to Rashi, turn back to the Gemara for a minute and look in Rashi, you'll see. Rashi said, what's Bizmano? Biyodalit. Okay, because that the average person is reading Biyodalit. Shaloi Bizmano, what does Rashi say? What's Shaloi Bizmano? Kagoin Kfarim Hamakdim Eliyah Baknisa. The example that Rashi gives is not a case that Tezvav is pushed off to Yodalit. You couldn't be Makta. The Rashi just means that that's the case of the Mishnah. That who's Makdim? The case of Makdim is that people that have to lean much earlier on Monday and Thursday. But in the Rambam, clearly there's a very strong diyuk that he writes that the din of Shalei Bizmana applies only to who? To those that read before Yudalim. So what's the pshat? Again, like Ari, like you said, if you're supposed to lay on Tezvav, because you live in Yerushalayim, and you're going to lay on Yudalim, so is it Bizmana or Shalei Bizmana? You want to say Shalei Bizmana. So what's the reason, what would the pshat and the Rambam mean? The Rambam seems to indicate that it's not considered Shalei Bizmana. So I think the reason is because, since on Yom Yudalim, like Rashi said, all of Klal Yisrael, not in Yerushalayim, but everybody else, lanes. It's the normal day to lay. It's not a special day that was created for people who are in a circumstance of oinus. Yudalit is the day to lay for everybody. If you're in the earbook of Chayma, you lay on Tezvav. It's Shabbos, you get pushed off to Yudalit. Yudalit is not a new invention, right? It's not a Shaloi Bizmana. It's a day that everybody lays. The rest of the world is laying that day. Therefore, even for a Ben Yishlaim, which is true, it's not his usual day, but it would still be considered Bizmana. But, we shall see, if you turn to the Beis Yosef, it's on the first page of the Beis Yosef that we have.
In a regular year when it's not on Shabbos, Tezvav is Tuesday.
He can't, because it's not the time frame.
That's for sure.
So the question is, once the Rabbah said that you cannot lay on Shabbos, and the reason why he's laying on Friday is not because he has 2 days. There's no such thing as 2 days Purim. There's only 1 day of Purim. Wherever you are, right?
So there or there.
Here or there. Once he pushed it off to the other day, and that becomes their day, the question is, is that like a substitute day? Or the new day that they made for the B'nai Yerushalayim is like a real day?
So Maaseh has nothing to do with Yudalit.
It does, because there are many people who lay early.
Listen, if I'm a Yudalit, right, I lay on Yudalit, and now I'm going to be on the road, whatever, and I lay on Yudalit.
Correct.
I'm Yaitzim.
Correct.
If I'm a Tezvav, I can't lay on your dial.
I regularly am.
No, you cannot. You cannot.
So it's not the same. Yeah, it's not the same.
However, when
I understand. When they said that you should do that, what's the definition of the day?
The fact that it's your dial. Your dial is not. It's not like your gimel. Your dial is not like your gimel.
Correct. I'm saying the question is when the Chazal changed this scenario, the scenario of Tezvav Shechalius B'Shabbos, and they put you onto your dial, is that the same as the guy who's on the road? Or this is a step above that. This is considered that the Zman changed.
It would seem that it's not, because the guy who lays on Tezvav and he's on the road, well, he can't lay on Tezvav anymore, he's right on the road. But your dial is not like. So.
That's a different question. You just said no.
Let's discuss further afterwards. And it's in Sifyut Chesav Yidiva Maslosh, Albert. Amen. You see over here, it's about 10 lines from the bottom of the page?
Yeah,
Mashikos Rabbeinu Bizmana, Shuhu Yidalat Shu Ikizmana. Zog there, Lav Dafka. Duhu Adin, Letezvav, Levne Hakrochim, Ela, the Chodomina Yinoka. No, see, that he means to say is that Shalev Bizman, that Bizmana means either Yidalat for someone who lives. Like over here, there's Vav Sir Benisham. But look at the next line. The Shalev is man. What Shalev is man? Appear Sharan, Mefurish in the Ran. The Hainu, Vishachal, Yoim Yadal, Lubne Ayores, Oi Tes Vav, Lubne Krochim, Lias Bishabish, Magdim Bukar Be'er Shabbos. So this that the Gemara said Shalev is man is. That this that the Gemara spoke about pushing off from Shabbos to Erev Shabbos is referring to a case of Tezvav or a case of Yudal. We mentioned before that it's before they were Misakin the Luach, but it's both ways. Either Yudal was on Shabbos because they were not Misakin the Luach yet, or like we have that Tezvav could fall on Shabbos. When you push it off and you make it earlier, it's Shaloi Bezman. So what is the Ran saying?
Then
you would need a minion, right? So Nishpashim. So it means if you live in Yerushalayim today and you want to be able to create some Megillah on Friday, according to the Beis Yosef brings from the Ran, you need a minion to be Yaitza, Mikra, Megillah, right? Oh, Zokt. So now let's turn back to the Beis Yosef. So the Rambam.
Friday.
Yeah, you shlame me on Friday. Zokt, according to the Ran, you need a minion. You cannot lay that home. It's Ma'akiv. It's Mamish Ma'akiv. It's not so partial. Let's see what it says over here. Look in the Pri Chodesh. The Pri Chodesh actually was the Rav, I think he was the Rav in Yerushalayim. Right? Is that correct? I believe the Brichadosh lived in Yerushalayim, and look what he passed him. He is considered the Mar, the Shmaitz of this halacha. He writes as follows. The Brichadosh is over here. Simon, you see it on the top, says Brichadosh. Right after the Rambam.
No.
So we saw the Rambam. Go past the Rambam. The next page is the Brichadosh. It's in Simon Tafresh Sadek, also in Sifyut Ches over here. It's a long piece, and let's just see one paragraph. The Ramaskel Vedat. He says, Vedat, Shepirish Shaloi Bizmano, Hayu Kishachal Yoim Chamisha Osar. That is the definition of Shalei Bizmana. A year like this year, when the 15th falls out on Shabbos. So I have a beautiful raya. We learned the Gemara, Dr. Brichadosh, I'll bring you a clear raya from the Gemara. Umuchacha hachmilsa, da'ahodu ka'omer Rav, Bizmana karen ha'isafi b'yochad. The Gemara said the Rav held that what? Bizmana you read b'yochad, and the Gemara had a kasha. Parchinon, umi omer Rav hachi, v'ha'omer v'yudibrede av shumu v'ashez mashmede Rav, purim shechal yoyis b'shabbos, Erev Shabbos Zmana, right? What did the Gemara say that Erev Shabbos becomes Zmana? Parchin the Gemara said, what are you talking about? Erev Shabbos Zmana. Well, Shabbos Zmana. El Olav Hachi Ka'amar Shaloi Bizmanam Kizmana. Ma Zmanam Afil Biyachin Av Shaloi Bizmanam Afil Biyachin. So what the Gemara said is that of course Friday is not Zmanam. Friday is Shaloi Bizmanam. It means as a certain halacha of Zmanam. So initially the Gemara thought, which halacha was that? It means that you can read a Biyachin. But then the Gemara says, no, it's not true. You cannot read a biyachid. But what does he say here? He named me Khan Mukach Bevirer Shekol Shehu Dochoy Meikrei Sheloi Zman Amikri. Come on, clear in the Gemara. The Gemara says Friday is this man. It's Sheloi Zman. Shabbos is this man. So what do you see from the Gemara? It's Mamish Mefurish Shiraya that when Tesfal is Chal B'Shabbos, then what's the status of Yadal for Bnei Yerushalayim? Shaloi Bezmanam. It's not Bezmanam. So, Zotim Yechadosh, you definitely need a minion. He holds Halacha, you need a minion to lay Kriyas HaMegillah on a year like this year. If you live in Yerushalayim, you cannot lay at home. And more than that, we'll see that if you don't have a minion, you shouldn't make a bracha. That's a bracha about Tala. You can't make a minion. You cannot make a bracha without a minion.
So, right, you don't lay on Pesva on Shabbos because of
Gzeira Derab.
So
Shabbos is my. So then clearly Erev Shabbos Shulam is my. Oh, it's a good question. On Shabbos. Okay, good catch up. It's a good question. Shirashirman Kael Sidafkalin on Shabbos. Oh. But Esther not, correct. Yeah. It's a good question. The great
Esther. The girl asked it, yeah.
What are you asking, Ellie? Discuss this. Okay, let's see what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah brings this. I don't know if everyone knows about this. I guess we don't live in Yerushalayim. It's not so relevant. But it's kedai to know this halacha. It's a mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah. Look in Simin Tafresh, Tzadli, Pesif Ches. The Shulchan Aruch writes over here on the top, Megillah B'Yadal B'Tezvo, which is Bezmanim, meaning on a regular year, you're landing on Yudalit. You live in Yerushalayim, you're landing on Tezvav. Tzarech lachs, like we saw from Amram Goyin. Tzarech lachs are achar asara. You should try to find the minion. Viv ef sheba asara. Kairin oisa biyah. You can't find the minion, so then you land a biyah. Okay, but that is when Megillah Bezmanim. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Look over here, Sefkotan Samach Aleph. Biyudalit or Betezvav. You see the Mishnah Berurah at the bottom? Hainu. Be a daled la yoris, the tesvas l'mukafim. Each one has their own time, which is called bezmana. V'rot zaloimer. Av shahu bezmana, v'ikir persumenisa v'lav hachi, which is what Rashi said. In truth, you have persumenisa just by virtue of the fact that everybody's doing it today. Shakol karim v'is his man. Afil hachi tzorech l'troyach v'l'kabetz asara sheyiyu be'es hakriya mishum persumenisa. It doesn't come to the milo of persumenisa of reading it betzibur. And therefore, even at such a time, you should be mahadir to have 10 people together. Chatkila, that's the way to do it. Certainly, if it's shalei bezmano, which is not mentioned here in Shulchan Aruch, kagoyim, ha-mefarish b'yom, la-yetzi b'shiyar, somebody who's going to travel, ve'enei mitzi megillah, la-haylech imay, he's not going to have a megillah, de-mutu la-haktim, la-kreisa, kodim shiyotze, kanal, oi, de-mesrami, yoy, tes, vav, b'shabbos. What's the other case? The 15th falls in on Shabbos. Did tzrichin hamukafin lahaktim v'lekrois in the Erev Shabbos like this year? Could the Isa shom b'sivav bevadai tzarech lekabetz asara lekriyasari? You must have 10 people. Ubezeoid yecham b'yoyser. Dilek asara lo yivar hamukafin alav. Nothing to show you don't make a bracha. If you don't have a minion this year in Yerushalayim, you do not make a bracha because you're not going to kind the mitzvah properly. Look in the Sharatzion over here. Ois nun test. He says, "Kemuchach beGemara." Before she arrived in the Gemara, there's no gam kebachal shel bezmana. That this is included. That a case where the 15th is pushed off to the 14th is considered shalei bezmana. After bezeh hakol karm erev Shabbos, even though everyone's laying, it's still considered shalei bezmana. Mikomachim hayo v'dochei hu bezmana hamayuchad loy lohetziu chachamim mishar shalei bezmana. They said it's no different than all other shalei bezmanas, even though it's true that according to Rashi's explanation, it should be different. But since the gather is that something which you normally lay one time and you're laying it a different time, that is considered shalei bezmanas, and it has the obligation of shalei bezmanas that you have to have a minion. And he said muchach b'gemara, I believe he's referring to the Pri Chodesh Azraya, because he's quoting the Pri Chodesh over here in the halacha that you must have a minion by mukafin. So nu, you call up your family or your friend in Yerushalayim, you ask them, nu, is that the halacha? If you call Tony Yerushalayim, you tell him, did you see the Mishnah Berurah? So if your wife didn't make it to shul, you laid for her at home this year? Or this year you're more nizah she should get to shul? Well, what are they going to tell you? Yeah, you call, you have a cousin, a brother, a sibling, a friend, and you have family there. Yerushalayim, do you have family there?
Why does the Mat Yerushalayim act like they're not a walled city? They have full dominion of the old city.
They were a walled city. They were a walled city by Yishuv Benun.
No, but the itself now.
Oh, you're saying today it's not a walled city. Okay,
yeah,
that's a good question about
Mukafa
means.
Like the old city. Yeah, yeah,
correct. That's a good question. What the definition of Mukafa
means. They should then lay Takadu's
on Yedalia. Not only they lay on Tezvav, even what they keep on adding to Shalayim, they became questions with Rabbi Shlomo and the Ramot.
Right,
they also,
yeah.
I think Shlomo Zalman said, anything that belongs to the municipality, he said, if they do garbage pickup like Yerushalayim, then it's Yerushalayim. I think that's what he said. It belongs to the municipality.
In Bnei Brak, some do Tezvav because maybe Yapo is considered in Tzav Schoimer. Yapo
and
is Tezvav. So Bnei Brak can tell
it's an extension.
Tell this somehow that it's extension. That the Machmur, they do
and it's considered like Yer Tezvav.
So
Bnei Brak is an extension of
Tel Aviv. Tell it for sure.
So if you'll call your friend Yerushalayim, very likely they'll tell you very nice that the Mishnah Berurah says this. But we don't do that. What do you mean you don't do that? Ah, it's the Mishnah Berurah.
It's the Yericha.
Let's see the. Let's look in the Chazon Ish. Simin Kuf Nun Hey Sif Beis. Look what here the Chazon Ish writes. It's the top line of this page over here, page Rishon Anam, the first column. Midivri Harambam Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin Mevur. The Shaloi Bizmani Hanema Megemora Einoi Ella Chutz Miyadal B'Tezvav. What we initially saw. That Yudal itself is not considered Shloi Bezmane. The Rambam was Meduyik. Machdim it means Koidim Yudal, the Rambam said. Avo Bnei Chamesa, those who are supposed to lean on the 15th, like Bnei Yushalayim today, Hakoyim Bar Mesa, if you're presuming Nisa Tuvo, Kimesh Uzman, Kriya Lereva Oilo. Skip the brackets. Umasha Kosav, the Mishnebur Bashar Tzid Eisden Test, Tamua. The Vigamara Isa Yudal Chachal Bashabas. The Koyrim Biyad Gimel. The Zeh Chasha Shloi Bezmane. Let the Chazon Ish in a few short words like this. What did we say? That we have a clear raya from the Gemara that anyone who is supposed to be laying on the 15th, and they're laying this year on the 14th, that's considered Shloi Bezmane. And that's the basis of the Mishnah Berurah. What was the raya? Because the Gemara said, Rav said that Shloi Bezmane, you can't read B'yochid. The Gemara says that that Purim Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, Erev Shabbos is Mano, right? Follow for a moment. The Gemara said that Erev Shabbos is Manam. So the Gemara said, Erev Shabbos is Manam? Shabbos is Manam. The Gemara said, no. Of course, Erev Shabbos is not really Manam. It means as a din of Manam. But what did we see from the Gemara that the Brichadah said? That Erev Shabbos essentially is Shaloi Bezmanam. It has certain dinim maybe of Bezmanam, the Gemara thought. And the Gemara said, not even that. But it certainly is Shaloi Bezmanam. So that was the proof of the Brichadah that when Purim falls out this year on Tezvav in Yerushalayim, since you're pushing it off to Erev Shabbos, it's Shaloi Bezmanam. So it was pretty clear, the proof the Mishnah Berurah had, that what? That it's Shaloi Bezmanam, you need a minion. That's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara, who said the Gemara is talking about a case like this year, that's Purim of Tezvav falls on Shabbos? Not the Gemara meant. The Gemara, exactly. The Gemara was talking about before they were Masak in the Luach. Purim Shachal Yish B'Shabbos means that your Dalit fell on Shabbos. So if your Dalit falls on Shabbos, oh, your Gimel, that's not a Zmana of Mikra Megillah. That's a real Machdimin. That's a Shaloi Bezmanah. In that case, Shaloi Bezmanah, you need Yud. If a Purim falls on your Tezvav, and you have to be Machdim to your Dalit, that's a real Purim. The whole world is having Simchas Purim on your Dalit. That's not Shaloi Bezmanah, that's what the Chazon Ish. There's no raya. The Rambam is right. Mishmu doesn't have no raya from the Gemara whatsoever. In one line, he takes apart the whole thing, the Chazon Ish. He says, he's arguing on the Brichadosh, 100%.
That's
just
the shot the Gemara's talking about. Normal Purim.
Correct.
So how do you know? The Gemara's not the Purim.
Oh, so he's obviously working the other way around. Because he understands in Svara, essentially, that Yudala is a din of Zmana, that's probably why he understands that the Gemara meant that it was Yudala being pushed up to your Gimel. But if you have to Tezvav being pushed up to Yudala, the Gemara Isi says, Shechal B'Shabbos, the Karim B'Yud Gimel, the Zechash Shlev Zmani. You have a Tezvav that's Chal B'Shabbos, that is not Shlev Zmani. Ah, so why in Yerushalayim don't they listen to the Mishnah Berurah? The reason is not because of the Chazon Ish, because the Chazon Ish was in B'nai Barak, not in Yerushalayim. The reason is, if you look at the Sefer Salmas Chaim, from Rabbi Yisachayim Zonifah. And he writes over here in Simon Shin Ayin Beis. Somebody asked him the following. Be'in Purim Shom Mukaf and Shechal B'Shabbos V'Karin HaMegil B'Yadalit V'hine Mi Shetzarech Likriyas HaMegil B'Shul Nashim Em Yesh Eitzah Sheyuchal Lavarech Alakriya. Could they make a bracha? V'hine Mishnah Berurah brings Hevi Tizeh Mikri Shaloi Bezmana Em Kein Yesh Puktin V'hine Asar Likuvo L'Hachi Yikar Enabali Bracha B'Yachad V'Safed Brachas L'Kulor Ad Kan T Teichen Dvar, this is still all the Shoyal speaking. He's saying this is what the Bishop wrote. Chet Isa, Baluach Yerushalmi, Belishum Chaylot, the Yachid Ukraine, Beli Brach. I don't know, he means the Luach of Rav Tikhachinsky, I'm not sure which Luach he means. Vu'ulai in Kharbishvil, Esenashin Yish Lavarech. Mihad Isa, Besim, this we mentioned before, Besim Tafresh Tzadik, the Yish Lehistapik, Im Nashim, Besafis Asara, Vishum Babir Agra Mashma, Mishun the Babir Chesam Mazen, Im Mitzdarfim, Im Anashim, Lahachim Mitzdarfim, Im Mitzdarfim. Vihine, this din that Babir Chesam Mazen, they're not Mitzdarfim, if someone, Im Anashim, Im Mitzriches, Lassir, if the Ish, Hein, Mizamnes, but they can still do it on their own, if Kin Hacha, Eser Nashim, Ein Tzriches, Lassir, if Ish, if they have 10 women, that's good.
Maybe they should lane too.
That was what I was wondering. The man is laning, right? So where does he fall into the picture of it? You have 10 women, with the 11th person is the man, and he's being mighty then. They have, the minion is the women. So is he part of their matchup? Not, because he could have even have been yet to the mitzvah already. He's only just being a shliach to allow them to be yet to the mitzvah. And Kane, Meister Halach is that women never make zimun even on their own. Ulu the feeder yagra and iska yishov the heichet the tzarech asar b'shuah asar sashem loy mahani esen hashem avah hocha ha'ikar tolim yesim b'kriyas amigum b'mel yeshlo levarech u'bracha ein tzarech asar ki im avur ha'kriya v'hamagam b'esen hashem pierce and they have b'shuah they should do it. Oh, but look, this is, I don't know who the show is, but he seems to be saying quite a lot before he even, before Yisuf Chaim got onto the scene over here. Look to the Yisuf Chaim, what about if you don't have 10 people? The Yerushalayim have many more people longer than this year than they ever do. The Ganze Welt, they were all together with an Achdus this year. Everyone's landing on the same day. It seems that this was like an early source from Minhagi Yerushalayim. Masik halacha lemaisa mechachmi Yerushalayim levarich gam biyachid. And this is the Minhag Yerushalayim Azayoyim. That even if you don't have a minion on your Dalit, you do lane with a bracha. There's one exception to that rubric. In Brisk, the Brisk Rav was very machpid that on a year like this, that when Tezvah was Chal B'Shabbos, he held that the Mishmur was correctly passed on the Brit Chodosh, he was machpid to have a minion. Ad Kedei Kach, I exactly have the clear understanding of what the, of why the Brisk Rav was machpid on a year like this, not to lane along with the Baal Kriya. He held that if you're laning along by yourself, on your own, from your own Megillah, exactly. You may be, that's Kriya B'Yachid. You may be, your Yaitza, B'Toyrus Kriya B'Yachid, and then B'Skarov, it seems like on a regular year, would unto lane along with his own Megillah. Maybe he was worried that the Baal Kriya wasn't good enough, he would lane along quietly in his own Megillah. But on a year like this, he held, since you need the Tzibur, he wouldn't lane the Tzibur. David just passed away, then all the stories are coming out about all the different dictic mitzvahs. So this is one of the examples of the Scrub Hell at the Mishnah Berurah. But otherwise, I do believe that this is the common minhag Yerushalayim is to follow Rabbi Yisrael Chaim said and the Chaznish as well. And that is that on a year like this, that it's Chal B'Tezvav, we say Yudal is considered Zmana. And of course, the Shulchan Aruch says you should have a minion. That's the proper thing to do. But if you don't have a minion, you don't have to have a minion, and you can even make a bracha on the creation of a minion.
Good.
No, there's no minion.